Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the programme. We are going to have a little natter about all things to do with Popcorn the Hamster, which sounds a fascinating story. So first up, tell our lovely listeners a little bit, if you would, Chris, about yourself, the family, what it is you do, and then we'll gently lead into the story of Popcorn the Hamster, who thought he was a dog.
Of course, yeah. So it's so random. This entire thing is so random. I've got Lily next to me. She's the brains behind this. I don't know if you want to talk. Do you want to talk, babe?
Let's say hello, Lily. Are you going to talk to me? Good morning, Lily. It's Kerry here. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Well done for talking to me. Now then, I bet you've started your summer holidays now, haven't you?
Yeah.
I thought you had. So good. So you got Dad looking after you there this morning, I can tell. And it might be that you need a bit of looking after. I don't know.
I think Lily probably looked after me.
Looked after you, Chris. Well, can't fault that. Can't fault it. So go on then, yeah. Chris. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Lily, and the rest of the family.
I'm a nurse.
Yeah.
And then back 3 years ago, my daughter Lily wanted a hamster.
Okay.
So she did lots of research, loads of research. So what I thought was, she's demonstrated that she knows so much.
Yeah.
You know, watching YouTube videos, reading. That let's go ahead. Let's buy a hamster. So we went to Pets at Home.
Right.
And we were looking for a hamster, and we saw this one. Who was behaving differently from the others, wasn't he?
Yes, completely different.
Yeah,
completely different, right?
Yeah, so this one was more like he wasn't overawed by people. He wasn't scared. He was really calm.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't the prettiest, was he, babe?
No, he wasn't the prettiest, but when we saw him wake up, he basically strutted around the little enclosure they had, which right. wasn't suitable at all. But when the Pets at Home employee picked him up, he didn't care.
Right.
No, he was so calm, so calm. So we took him home, and I got to be honest, I didn't think much of hamsters. I thought it's my daughter's first pet. Make her happy.
Yeah.
She's done so much research. But then something happened, you know. Like, I just, over the course of that week, month, just fell in love with him.
Right, right.
Absolutely. Because he started behaving in ways that I found a bit freaky. I'm like, this isn't normal. Like, hamsters are scared. They run on a wheel, do the odd poo, and just, I don't know, eat seeds, right? That's all I thought. But then, I did more research about him because I started to take interest in how he was behaving. And then, before you know it, I'm in love with him. I mean, he's following me around. He's responded to his name. He's sleeping on my chest. He's my little shadow.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we filmed him and what he was like because his behavior was so unusual. I sent it to family and friends. And then we thought, hold on, should we put this up on TikTok and see what happens?
Right,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then before you know, he's just blown up. He's got over 11 million likes, and at the time, it was around 150,000 followers. It's kind of dropped now because we don't put up content anymore because obviously he's no longer with us, you know.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah, he's just, he was just a superstar.
Well, I mean, that's a lot of people have been watching. So now tell me, how did the name Popcorn come about?
That was you,
okay,
wasn't it?
Okay, so basically, so I was with my mum, and we were thinking of what name, and my mum came up with a few names, and then she said the name Popcorn, and for some reason my heart just said to me, that has to be the name.
Right, okay.
So something about the name just gave me the feeling that I had to be that name.
Popcorn. Well, no, it's a very, very good name for a hamster. I can't argue with that. So it started to act, as you say, a bit more like a dog than a hamster. So that's very strange, though.
Yeah, pretty strange.
So what sort of reaction did you get? I mean, clearly you got a very popular reaction because of all the hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people that were interested.
I mean, honestly, I was concerned at first. If people saw me putting up footage of myself with a hamster being a grown man, are they going to think this guy's lost it? Is he having a breakdown? Is he okay? But honestly, that's not been the case, you know. Obviously, some people are going to think, oh, that's a bit weird. But that's a minority compared to the amount of love. Oh, my God. And then there was companies who wanted us to promote their products.
Yeah.
And
at some point, we had like a shampoo company. She said, "Can you?"
Yeah, there was a Learn Direct campaign, and it was just lots of love.
Well, I mean, it's remarkable, isn't it? I mean, as we all know, of course, with social media being what it is these days, so many people do post different little sort of film clips and one thing and another about family, friends, pets, animals in general, you name it, all sorts of things. And so many of them do go viral that, I mean, I guess we shouldn't be surprised that popcorn became a worldwide hit, really.
I mean, I've got to be honest, I was. Only because I just didn't see this coming in a million years, because I didn't think that... I mean, he didn't behave how a hamster should. I don't know why.
So he was following you around, presumably. Was he sort of sitting up on your shoulder, though, or in your lap and, you know, letting you feed him and stuff like that?
Well, Popcorn, obviously, when he was really young, we had to give him some space. But as he got older, because we held him a lot,
yes,
he suddenly became our little mini shadow. And if he was, even if he was just running around with zoomies, you could still just scoop him up and he wouldn't do anything.
Right, yeah.
You could flip him upside down, he wouldn't do anything.
Okay.
You could hold him in any position and he wouldn't do anything. I put him on my dad's head once and he just sat there.
And just sat on your dad's head? Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like my sort of hamster, frankly. So how did the idea then maybe for a book come about from it all?
Well, what happened was obviously it was once Popcorn had sadly passed.
Mm-hmm.
We had a book company come and say, could we make a book about it?
Okay.
And my dad immediately said yes. So we found that first book company, and then there was another one, and
right.
Then there was another one.
And they were fighting over you. They were fighting over you, weren't they?
So we had to choose one book company.
Right.
And so we chose Candy Jar Book Company, because we saw that their books were made for children.
Yes.
And I think the big thing was they're local.
That's exactly right.
So it was like, represent your area, isn't it? And
And then from there on out, we started seeing all the illustrations. My dad obviously wrote the book. He's the author.
Yeah, yes.
Once we just started seeing all the illustrations, and when we saw it online on, like, a PowerPoint, we were like, this is real.
Well, I mean, you know, doesn't it prove how things can just grow and grow and grow from an idea about a little book about your pet? And I know also, Chris, I'm right in saying that you've had some interest from the Express newspaper as well about it.
Yeah, I mean, that is down to Candy Jar. Like, in fairness, they're brilliant. So before Candy Jar, we got on the Lad Bible, Dodo and Newsweek and things like that.
Yes.
But then as soon as Candy Jar got involved, the Express, Wales Online, Yahoo News and things. Yeah, it's very surreal. But I mean, that's like down to like Sean, Karen.
The boys and girls at Candy Jar, they know how to get people's attention. But I mean, the thing is, it's just a really nice, happy family story, isn't it? And people love stories about pets.
They do. Well, I hope they do. You know, and there's a message with it, though. So I was intolerant to this little animal at first. I was narrow-minded. I overlooked him. I'm like, it's just my daughter's first pet. But then it just goes to show that if you actually don't judge a book by its cover, doesn't matter how small you are, how insignificant you appear, you can actually make a huge difference, and he has.
Right.
So I felt like there was a life lesson to be learned here. There was me being narrow-minded, and then as soon as I was tolerant, open-minded, and actually wanted to engage, and you can learn so much. And he was tiny. He could fit in the palm of your hand. But he was loved more than many people in their lifetime. Wow. So he was more popular than some, you know, I don't know, people who think they're famous.
Well,
you know?
I understand. So tell me then, obviously you had to sit down and write some words about him. So how easily did the little book all come together from your point of view?
This is so weird. So we were taking Lily to Harry Potter World. My brother was driving. His wife was in the passenger seat. Me and Lily in the back. I can't remember if you were sleeping, babe.
Yeah, I did fall asleep. I was drawing Harry Potter characters.
Oh, you were drawing Harry Potter characters. So I'm like, right, I've always loved poetry. Obsessed with poetry.
Yeah, okay.
And I thought, right, I'm going to write a book on... Because during when Popcorn was alive, under the odd video, there'd be people saying, do a children's book. Yeah. And I just thought, that's very funny, you know, I'm not going to do that. But then, because I love poetry, I'm like, well, perhaps I could do a poetry book, because I love poetry.
Mm-hmm.
So in the back of the car, did the poem, and it was a long poem, so it soon became a story.
Yeah.
And then I thought, okay, is this something that could be popular? Is this something that could be taken on by by a publisher, you know?
Sure.
So, yeah.
And that's pretty much how it all went. And, I mean, the rest has become history. So, obviously, as you say, sadly, of course, hamsters, they don't have a terribly long life. So we do have to say to our lovely listeners that sadly now, Popcorn has moved on to the great hunting ground in the sky for hamsters. But presumably, obviously, his legend lives on.
Yeah, that was part of it, was just kind of giving him a legacy. When he died, oh, my God, if you told me... I'd be crying over a hamster. Like me and Lily were just hugging each other. Like he was.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain unless people listening see the footage. This guy was a freak. Like Popcorn was an absolute freak. He was basically a tiny Labrador.
Mm.
You know. So yeah, he was. It was over sooner than we would have liked. But at least he has got a legacy now.
And,
you know?
I mean, I suppose the whole point is that we have to accept the fact that when everybody has pets, they don't live terribly long. But from a children's perspective, it's all part very much of their growing up process, isn't it, to learn how to love and look after pets. And of course, then they do have to have the bit of sadness when a pet passes on. But... You know, as we've said, it's all part of learning about the way life works, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, as you can tell, like, Lily is so mature. I mean, she was the hamster expert, Popcorn's manager. So
yeah, yes.
If there's any questions on hamster care, Lily had it covered.
So Lily has learned so much, hasn't she, from the experience, really?
Loads, and now she's kind of growing up. So when I first got Popcorn, or when we first got Popcorn, Lily was 8 years old. Now she's approaching 12. You know,
yeah.
She's a different person now. She's turning into a young woman.
Sure.
You know, and but it will always be a lovely memory for us. You know, our journey as a team.
Yes. Yeah.
And this book kind of cements that. It's like, you know, it's just a very precious thing.
Well,
that I wouldn't.
It's there, isn't it? You know, you've got it, and to show friends and family and so on. Let me just ask Lily again if she's still there with you. Lily, do you think you want to help your dad perhaps to write some more books for children?
I wouldn't mind. I would enjoy writing books for children.
You actually wrote a story, haven't you?
Yeah. In the school website, I've wrote a story for him. I haven't even finished it, but...
Right.
I enjoy writing stories as well.
Very good.
So I wouldn't mind writing another book.
Well, there we are. So there's more than a hint to our friends at Candy Jar that maybe there could be more to be done. Well, let me also then ask you now, as before we finish, Chris and Lily, do you have anything like Facebook pages or any social media sites and so on that people can go to see some of the clips, etc.?
If you head onto TikTok, search Chris Davis 50, And you'll see everything. You'll see what he was like, and you'll see what we were talking about.
Okay.
I mean, in terms of Popcorn's manager, I think there must be over 300 answers in the course of the nearly 2.5 years. That helpful tips, you know, and all of that stuff. So check it out, Chris Davis 50. But we don't really post anymore.
No.
Unfortunately, I mean, we have got a little kitten now called Jasper.
Ah, kitten. Right.
But the account is very much, you know, I mean, it was Popcorns, wasn't it?
So, well, of course it was. Yeah. But I mean, maybe there could be something to be done with a kitten in the house as well, because as we know, they can be a real bundle of fun, can't they?
Oh, he's amazing. He is amazing, isn't he?
He's like a cat version of Popcorn.
A cat version of Popcorn. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think Lily, you and your dad have got to think seriously about putting some words down on paper then about the kitten, and decide whether or not maybe there are further adventures to come from your household.
Wow! I never thought of that.
Well, there we are. I mean, I'll only take 15% off you for that great idea, Chris. But
honestly,
just 15.
No, you can have 75.
Wow. No, you're too generous there. Too generous. Listen, it's been lovely talking to you both this morning about the adventures of Popcorn, the hamster who thought he was a dog, and a reminder to people that if they'd like to catch up with that adventure, if they go to Candy Jar, then they can obviously find the book and it'll be available there, and I obviously hope that Chris, you and Lily, this will just be the start of a publishing empire in due course.
Just to say, it's available on Amazon, Waterstones and W.H. Smith as well.
Well, that's all important to say. And Lily, thank you so much for taking the time to talk, and do have a great rest of the summer holidays.
Thank you. Lily's actually run off skipping.
She's run off now.
Lily? Can you enjoy the rest of your summer holidays?
Enjoy the rest of the summer holidays.
Yes, well, you do, and I'm sure we will. Chris, thank you so much for having a chat, and I look forward to being able to talk to you maybe sometime in the not-too-distant future when you've got some more news, perhaps, on a follow-up book about a certain kitten as well.
Oh, well, we'll see.
We'll see.